Welcome to this week's HMD radio show. Tonight I'm going to have some new music from Elara, Mammoth Mammoth, Endless Boogie, Captives of the Void, and Stratus Nimbus. And I'm going to be drinking two beers from Siren Brewery. They're Hop Candy and the other one, Acid Jam. Kicking us off though, here's some Possessor.
You
That was Tales of Mods, Loose, off their album Repeated Exposure 2 from last year. And yeah, they were fucking deadly at Desert Fest, which I got back from yesterday. They played on the Sunday, which was a very Kais influenced day. Some great bands on every day, but they were on the main stage mid early evening on Sunday, and yeah, they were deadly. Like, there was loads of surprises at it. That they had this three venues, and it was a bit of a weird one, because in previous years there would be two stages and a band on each stage. So this year there was two other stages further up the road that, when they were packed, they were really fucking packed and uncomfortable. So because of that, on the first night I ended up just hanging out the main area for the rest of the weekend, which meant I got to see some bands that I wasn't expecting to see, and I didn't get to see some bands that I was expecting to see. The two bands I didn't get to see that I really wanted to were Gobia and Ecstatic Vision. Yeah, I'd love to have seen them, but unfortunately it didn't work out. But I did get to see some awesome bands by missing out on them. Ecstatic Vision, notably I saw the Cosmic Dead, who were fucking awesome. They were one of the highlights of the weekend for me. They've just fucking wig out central. They blew my mind. They were really good. And on the Saturday, I got to see, I think it was Suma instead of Gobia, and Suma were fucking awesome. Sweden produced some deadly bands. Yeah, they were fucking awesome. I don't have any to play tonight. I'm gonna have to organise some. And like, the stuff the Cosmic Dead played as well was like nothing I've heard under any of their records. It was total fucking balls out, fucking booting along, wig out music. But the highlight, well, one of the highlights was Dom Kraft from Sweden as well. They played first band on the Saturday, and they were fucking deadly. They were awesome. Really good and heavy. Yeah, that was my Desert Fest this year. Because I watched Sleep on the Friday night, who were surprisingly good. Wasn't expecting much. I'll talk more about Friday night in a while. What am I going to play next? Actually, I'm going to tell you about this first beer I got. So, because I have two beers, and they're both over 9%. This is the Siren Hop Candy. It is a double IPA. It says here, exploding with hops. Simcoe, forward pine and evergreen aroma, backed up with a deep tropical fruit and berry notes, brightened with fresh lime. Yeah, there is actually lime zest in it. And my nose is fairly fucked from it was so cold the weekend. A bit of a head cold now. So the aroma is kind of wasted on me, but taste wise it's lovely. It's got that hoppy, it's lovely. So I'm not going into too much detail on that. Needless to say, it is damn tasty. You'll pick it up in any good off license. It is a fiver bottle though. Right, I'm going to play some more new music that I got. These played at Desert Fest weekend, but I didn't get to see them. It is Mammoth. We'll be right back.
Lewis back in 1974. There was this kite flying contest, and a new band called Kiss was gonna play there. Everybody was pointing at me. Girls were sticking out their tongues, and a bottle flew and hit me in the head. Somebody punched Wolf. And this girl said, "What's with those dudes with no eyebrows?" Kiss at a kite festival. Webster College, 1974. I saw John Zorn put ice cream in a trumpet. But I saw Kiss. Brought to you by KSHE, St. Louis, number one underground radio. Kites of my own. I didn't want anybody else's kite either. I wanted to see Kiss. Listen, I'm wounded now, so I cannot play guitar for you today. Also wounded in 1974 when I saw Kiss at a kite festival.
was the Endless Boogie back in 74 off their recent album Vibe Killer. They played one of the nights at Desert Fest, didn't see them. And Mammoth before that, Kicking My Dog off their new album Mount the Mountain. And another band I didn't see, but yeah, there's far too much going on to see everything. It's all about the fun. So yeah, I've just cracked open this second beer, Acid Jam from Sauron, and I'm just reading the back about how it's aged in bourbon barrels and wine barrels, and it's an imperial sour and all sorts. I haven't tasted it yet. I'm super excited to taste it. But before that, I'm gonna play some music, and I got sent this Captives of the Void album, and from first listens I'm fucking really enjoying it, so I'm gonna play a track off it. Well, I'm gonna play Freak Out. Enjoy. We'll be right back. was Stratus Nimbus, and that is off their recent album, self-titled Stratus Nimbus. That was Walk in the Dark. It's a deadly album while we're checking out. And before that was Captives of the Void, Freak Out, off their album, self-titled as well. It seems to be popular at the moment, self-titled albums. Again, another deadly album, give it a shot. And I am on to my second beer tonight. It is Siren's Acid Jam. Actually, a little bit, I'll get into it a bit later. I'm going to play some more music because it is so fucking nice. It is unbelievable. It's damn tasty. Right, more new music. This is Curzo, and here's Valhalla off their self-titled album.
We'll be right back.
that was Obscure Devotion, Ubi Cetra Pax Est. I'm sure I pronounced that right. That's on Tour Direx. The album of, well, it seems self-titled. Common theme with albums tonight. Maybe 2017 is the year of the self-titled album. You wouldn't know. And before that was Curzo Valhalla. They didn't have a self... Oh, they did have a self-titled album. Fuck's sake. Jesus, lads. We just ever sorted out. Just stick a name on something, you know? Not that hard. Just pick one of the songs off the album. It's usually song number 4, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, oh, another thing I forgot to tell you about was Wolves in the Throne Room on the Friday night were fucking awesome at Desert Fest. Totally blew me away. Wasn't expecting what I got at all, based on the last album. But yeah, they were fucking deadly. And I think the large stage really suited them. I'd love to see them again in a similar setting, in a similar state of mind. So on to the last beer, which is the 9.7% Siren Acid Jam. It is an Imperial Sour that they aged in bourbon barrels and wine barrels. And then carbonated and stuck it in bottles and on draft. It is fucking gorgeous. It's a taste sensation. You get the sourness at the start, which isn't overly sour. It's just a nice, real nice, pleasant sour. Then you get this kind of jam-like sweetness coming through. And then at the end, I'm getting sort of coconut, but it can't be coconut. I think it's because my nose is blocked. But now, after it's warmed up a bit, every time I go to take a sip, I'm getting this, the bourbon smell coming through. It's fucking lovely. Ooh. It is a definite rival to Semi-Skinned Occultist, which is my favourite beer at the moment. It is, yeah, this is fucking gorgeous. So, Acid Jam by Siren, winner of Beer of the Night over Hop Candy. Hop Candy is a solid beer and is fucking damn good, but unfortunately doesn't have the same number of levels that Acid Jam has. If you see a bottle, get it. It's damn tasty. Okay, next, I'm actually near the end of the show, so if you want to get in touch, you can email hmdradioshow@gmail.com, on Facebook, the HMD Radio Show, or on Twitter at HMD on the radio. And I'm leaving you with a track off the new Colour House album. This is a song going out to Bob, kind of a PP Lee's Bob. This is Lotus off their recent album, In Her Garden. See you next week.